Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl co-hosts American Idol with Ryman Seacrest. In our listener limerick challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, last week, a Navy admiral came before the House Armed Services Committee to discuss a plan to station 8,000 more U.S. troops on the island of Guam. Well, he got grilled by Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia, who said he was worried that what might happen when all those people land on Guam.
It would tip over.
That's what he said.
What?
Yes. He said he was afraid Guam might tip over.
Wow.
On an instantly viral video on YouTube, an actual U.S. congressman said to a real U.S. admiral, he said, quote, "My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize." And the admiral, looking rather stunned but keeping a straight face, responds, quote, "We don't anticipate that." Now, you may laugh, and you do, at Congressman Johnson, but we all remember the doomed U.S. naval base at Atlantis. Look what happened to them. By the way, after the widespread uproar after this video went around, the congressman said he was speaking in a metaphor. He says he meant, quote, "tipping over" to stand for sinking straight down and crushing all the nice mermaids.
Well, I mean, the solution is obvious. Just keep half of the people on one side and half of the people on the other.
Yeah, and if anybody ever wants to go over to the other side, you have to switch with somebody.
Yeah.
You have to make sure.
Or just in case it tips over, everything you build on the island, you also build a replica of it on the underside.
Yep, obviously.
Oh, that's great.
As soon as it flips over, everybody just goes to the...
Jeez, I was just going to...
And it's cleaner.
And it's like a half day of school.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Kiri, as you know, John McCain is in a tough primary campaign back in Arizona, and this week he made a surprising confession. He said that he has never been a what?
A maverick.
That's what he said. He said that he's never been a maverick. McCain told Newsweek, quote, "I never considered myself a maverick," unquote. This from the guy whose campaign slogan was, "the original maverick," who wrote an autobiography on which he called himself a maverick on the cover. McCain, of course, is trying to reinvent himself as a far-right winger in the face of a primary challenge, and we surmise that all that lying has kind of created a centripetal force which carried him too far. McCain went on to say that he never was a Vietnam veteran, he doesn't have a temper, and he is not, and has never been, really old. This is an incredible reversal. It's like so insane that John McCain was, "I'm not a maverick." It's like FDR saying, "You know what? There are a lot of things to fear." Spiders. Bats. The nighttime. I'm scared of the nighttime. It's like Barack Obama saying, "I never said we could. What are you talking about?"
"I said we might."
Richard Nixon said, "I actually am a crook."
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I did it.
Oh, am I a crook? Yes. Yes.
Luke, listen to Carl read a Twitter message from this past Sunday.
"Was meditating on Shiva mantra and earth began to shake. Sorry about that."
That was famed alternative medicine man Deepak Chopra. He used Twitter to apologize to everyone for causing what?
An earthquake.
Yes. The big one. Northern Mexico was shaken by an earthquake measured 7.2 in the Richter scale, and it was felt as far north as L.A. The guru treated two mea culpas for the tremor, and he didn't stop there. He then tweeted, "Broke into a sweat during yoga practice. Sorry for causing the floods in Rhode Island." Then he tweeted, "Had a burrito for lunch. Sorry for the tornado in Kansas."
Ooh. You know, just because you go on Oprah a lot doesn't mean you can actually cause the earth to move.
No, she can't.
Oprah can do that.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
It doesn't
Oprah
rub off.
Can, Chopra can't. That's just...
What an incredibly narcissistic tweet. And think about the people who tweet normally. And when you have the most narcissistic tweet of a given day, you're beating out Kardashians, Lil Wayne, various Tiger Mistry.
Yeah, it's true. Mistry?
I don't know. How do you...
I like that. Mistry.
What is the collective noun for tiger mistresses? A skank,
a skank.
Tiger mistresses.
A skank.
Kiri, Regina Dugan is the head of DARPA, that's the Pentagon's research arm, and she testified last week before the House Armed Services Committee about a troubling shortage being faced by the United States military. A shortage of what?
A shortage of... It's got to be something fancy.
No, nothing fancy. It's like so many pocket protectors, but so few pockets.
Geeks.
They need geeks.
Technically,
you're exactly right.
Technically nerds.
Nerds,
but...
nerds, geeks. Well, here's the thing. The decline in science education in this country means fewer nerds are being produced, a fact which has serious national security implications. Nerds...
Not to mention what it's done to the wedgie industry.
Exactly. Nerds molt into tech geeks. Tech geeks grow into scientists, and scientists maintain the United States' technical superiority. The DARPA chief suggests correcting the problem by trying to bribe would-be scientists with scholarships and iPods, but no, she doesn't have to worry. The current nerd shortage is self-correcting. High school is just like any other complex ecosystem. It balances out. Without nerds to stuff into lockers, jocks will have to feed on the burnouts, allowing the marijuana crops to flourish and multiply, which in turn leads to stoned cheerleaders. Then the jocks, with no one to cheer for them, begin to die out, freeing nerds to rise again.
Call us.